Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Nation, you are tuned in to Eye on Hollywood, and no, this is not a Friday repeat. We are actually here with you on Sunday. Couldn't be with you on Friday. I'll kind of explain that toward the end of the show, but you're tuned in to us. I am LeVar, and as always, I am joined by the one and the only and the lovely Lola. Lola, how are you?
Okay, how's everybody's weekend?
I think everybody would agree it's going quick.
Yeah,
so,
they always do.
Way too quick for our liking, but hopefully everyone is enjoying their weekend, and we're glad to be here with you on this Sunday, and there's a lot going on, I know, in the sports world. You've got the Stanley Cup playoffs and the basketball, the NBA playoffs are in full swing. Of course, Bulls win yesterday, woohoo! And but we've got also a lot of things going on in Hollywood, things that we didn't get a chance to cover for you last week, but we're here today to kind of cover it. And you know what? I'm even going to open up the phone lines today. I know we've got a lot to talk about. If we don't get around to it, we'll just leave it maybe for tomorrow for Cutting Room Floor. But our phone line, if you want to call in, it's 323-580-5600. If you want to talk about anything that's going on in the celeb world, if you had a chance to listen to some latest music that you think that we should be covering, or whatever you think that you guys think out there that, you know, is Hollywood related, give us a call. Like I said, 323-580-5600. But one of the things I know that a lot of people have been talking about this week, well, before I was going to get to that story, was, of course, something that kind of broke yesterday. And I was kind of saddened to hear about it because, I mean, you know, no matter who it is, no matter what they do in life and downfall or what have you not, you don't want to see their career, their life mirror something that they've played in a movie or anywhere else. And such is the case for actor Nicolas Cage, who, if you haven't heard, was arrested yesterday in New Orleans. And what happened was that he was arrested after he got drunk in the city's French Quarter and argued in the street with his wife. And it all broke down as, I guess they were, and I want to get this correctly here, correct me if I'm wrong, that I guess they were in front of a home that Cage insisted they were renting. The wife said no, they weren't renting that. And then he proceeded to kind of like, you know, grab his wife's arm, and he started hitting vehicles and tried to get into a taxi. And officers saw that Cage was drunk and told him to get out of the cab, and he started yelling at the officer. Cage was booked on charges of domestic abuse battery, disturbing the peace, and public drunkenness. He was released on $11,000 bond on Saturday. Now, reps for Cage could not immediately be reached, but for those down in that area, he's been a frequent visitor where he's owned property and shot movies, but in recent years he's also had financial trouble despite being one of the highest-paid stars in Hollywood. And he's been behind on taxes, and he's had to sell numerous assets because of his finances. And I know in 2009 he sued his former business manager for $20 million, claiming that the man's advice led him to financial ruin. And, of course, for all of you that don't know, Nicolas Cage won the Academy Award for his performance in 1995's movie Leaving Las Vegas. But I guess the thing here, Lola, is that have you seen a career that's kind of – I mean, we've seen careers that have tumbled – but have picked back up, or that's been moderately, I guess, bumpy, but it was like it was level. But I don't think I've seen in the last 20, 25 years a career such as his in which it was full of promise, and then it just kind of like he went from being maybe A-list talent to somebody who you'll get for that movie because you probably couldn't get actor A or actor B. Does it seem that way?
No, definitely.
So, I don't know why that would actually, you know, just kind of happen that way. But, yeah, we'll actually see what happens with this story. It's still kind of breaking because all of it just happened yesterday. But
oh, definitely.
Yeah, like you would hope that, you know, it's just one of those things where he's able to rebound. But, I mean, he's not that good of an actor. I hate to say that, but he's not on my top five.
I don't think
list.
So.
What?
I don't even care for him. I never did. I never liked Nicolas Cage as an actor. I don't think he's anything special.
It's kind of like Matthew McConaughey. You know, he's not on my top five list. I don't expect him to win any Oscars or anything, but, you know.
Matthew McConaughey is more famous for exercising the shirt off, really, than he is for movies. He's more famous for that. Every time you see him, his shirt is off, and he's either biking or he's jogging or he's doing, you know, I know he's into his body, obviously, and he's more famous for that than he is, I think, for any film he's ever done.
I was actually working with my Matthew McConaughey impression, but I know it's pretty bad. So
is your shirt off?
No, my shirt's not going to be off, and that would make people ill, so we're not going to get to that point. Not really like my impression of him, but we're not going to get sued for a mass illness around here. But no, that
ain't
gonna
happen, please.
Also in some other news, and I guess I'm more surprised than anybody else. This week, People Magazine named Jennifer Lopez. I'm not sure if it's because Jennifer Lopez is a beautiful woman. Now, before I get into this story, don't write me or call me and say, LaVar, you're wrong. But I'm not sure if they gave her this People's Most Beautiful Award because of her current work on Idol and to boost things that are going on or not. But Jennifer Lopez, who's been around for a decade or so, you know, gets People Magazine's Most Beautiful Person, and she got the cover. But to me, I don't know. I'm having trouble with this, Lola. I think it's one of those things where it's maybe 5 years too late, maybe even 10. Am I wrong in thinking that?
No, not at all. I would have never picked her. I mean, I'm sorry. I like J-Lo. She's an attractive woman still. But it's, like you said, it's about 5-10 years too late. She was more beautiful when she was seeing Ben Affleck and Puffy. I hate to say it, but she was.
So I guess if you had a choice, who would you choose? Because you know what? I thought about this question, and within 10 minutes, I already came up with like 9 or 10 names. Yeah, I was like, I could think of far more, and I'll tell people who my top three choices were in a second. But did you have anybody that you think that could have been, you know, I guess a replacement for J-Lo at that point?
I thought of Mila Kunis. She looks incredible. I thought of her. I thought if anybody could have been deemed most beautiful, I would have went with Mila Kunis.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, that's actually something because I did not think of that name. I had a ton of people
I wonder
on my list.
Christine Hendricks is on your list.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I had to leave Christina off, but actually, I know I left her off this week. But there was a picture this week of her and Neil Patrick Harris in this play that they were in.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, she's wearing like this nightgown. I can say Christina is back. I'm happy that Christina's back.
She's put on a few pounds.
If you're listening to our show a couple of weekends ago, you'll notice what my concern was. But she's back. I'll say that. But I had three people on here that I thought that probably should have been on the cover. And one, and I know a lot of people, I'm going to catch flack for this, but I mean, say what you will. But if you're going to go with somebody in the now, I had Katy Perry.
Yes, I agree.
And then I had actress, she was nominated for an Oscar this year, actress Jennifer Lawrence, who was actually in GQ this month.
Yes, I was looking at both. Yes.
And the one person who I picked is somebody who nobody really knows. But this person this month actually is, she's in the issues of Playboy, but she's not taking it off. She's kind of covered. But she is an Australian model, and her name is Sophie Turner. And I'm not sure if you've seen this lady. There's some pictures of her the other day. Unbelievable. I thought if you're going to choose somebody, choose her. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, look it up, Sophie Turner. But I also had the people that fell off my list. I had Brooklyn Decker.
I was going to say Brooklyn Decker.
In there.
Yeah, I was thinking of
Vanessa
her,
Hunziker.
Too.
And I even had this other model, Michelle Hunziker, who they always take pictures of her, and you can always, like, find her in the pages or something. So I was like, I have a few more other people besides, you know, not getting on J-Lo, but, you know, it's just one of those things where I think people are still kind of shocked about that. So,
well, I mean, you know, like, but, you said, it's almost like as if she would say, I'm going to do Playboy. I mean, it, like you said, the clock has kind of ran out.
Yeah, so
you know,
I don't know.
When she was wearing that green dress, the most famous Versace dress ever, when she was dating Puffy, that was the time to put her on Most Beautiful.
Yeah. So, but no, people, you're about a few years too late. Sorry. We're looking at some other things, and I guess this week we go from Most Beautiful to, well, I mean, good looking, but I mean, I don't see it that way. But Miley Cyrus is in a bunch of trouble here. I don't know if this is one of those things where what she did is going to hurt, because I don't think some people would pretty much care. But now I was like, oh, too bad. But Miley Cyrus is catching a little flack because her new Gypsy Heart tour starts on April 27th, except it's not starting here in the States. And according to Fox 411, she says, in quote, I just think right now America has gotten to a place where I don't know if they want me to tour or not. Right now, I just want to go to the places where I'm getting the most love, and Australia and South America have done that for me. She's also said, kind of going to the places where I get the most love, don't want to go anywhere where I don't feel completely completely comfortable with it. You know, I think after you say something like that, I hope that I do not see a, you know, I was hoping that I see that she does do a, you know, 90-degree turn on, or 360 turn, and does a tour date here in the U.S. I hope she does. And I hope that when she does, no one goes. I'm calling on all of you that no one goes. Because to me, I mean, that's like, I mean, I know the truth, the God honest truth, but the thing is that it's gotten like that because people don't really know how to take you. I mean, you've been on some award shows, and you really haven't been all that impressive with your singing. And I don't think that people are going to take you seriously as a, I guess, an adult singer. We still see you as this teeny bopper singer in between, so that's why America hasn't gotten to you. And I was shocked that she would say that because I know she still has her Hannah Montana fans here, you know, that would go to these concerts or would support her. But, I mean, it's kind of that fine line of where you're kind of biting the hand that fed you, because if it wasn't for the American audience, you wouldn't be who you were. So I think that's where I'm a little bit surprised she would come out with saying that. So I don't know. Well, that's, to me, it's almost like walking a slippery slope.
Well, you know, I know she wants to really separate herself from the Hannah Montana obviously image. And I, if you remember, Hillary Duff was doing the same thing with the Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that. And I, that's what I kind of remember, you know, that's what I think of when I read that, is I'm like, these girls are just, you know, they really want to put that stuff behind them. They don't want to be pigeonholed into playing, you know, I don't think she wants to do, like, maybe even older versions of Hannah Montana or another version. I think she's trying to really jump into the arena of adult audiences. I'm not sure how it's going to go, because the way she's been doing it, it's really left her with a lot of heavy criticism. Because she's throwing too much out there at once.
Yeah, so, yeah, find something, Miley, stick with it, do whatever. I see I see Playboy in your future in 10 years.
I see a possible sex tape.
Going to, I know we're just, we're so cruel for a Sunday. Oh, my goodness. But going to some Hollywood relationship news this week. Christina Aguilera's divorce finalized on Friday from her husband, so I guess now this means that she can probably dump the jump off that she's been with. Media Takeout is reporting that Lil Wayne has been dating reality. You know, every time I go into this story, I cringe. But Lil Wayne has been dating reality star Caviar from For the Love of Ray J. Her name is Bethany Benz, if you want to know her government name. But she's known for doing something that, I know it's Sunday, forgive me, and if you're listening to the show, I mean, this is Eye on Hollywood, so I mean, we have to report this. But she's, and I'm trying to do this, Lola, it seems like talking to, like, you know how you want to, like, ease somebody into this whole thing? Mm-hmm. But Bethany Benz is a porn star, and she's done some movies, and she is known for breaking one of her lovers, I'm going to say...
lower appendages?
Lower testicular appendage. How did she do it? It was doing a one-sexual move in which it was, at that time, I think it was probably caught on camera, but just, if you type it in, type in Bethany Benz, you'll get the background story as to what happened. If you're a guy, you're going to cringe. All that it was heard was snapping, blood, and that's about it. And I don't even need to go into it that farther, but Lil Wayne, just beware.
Oh, definitely Lil Wayne. You know, he's going to definitely have to handle her with extreme caution. Poor Lil Weezy on that one.
Wow. I just had to stop it. When I heard that story, I was like, whoa. Yeah, so if we don't see Lil Wayne around for about a month or two, we have something happening. And also, in some relationship news, I guess if it pays, it could cut off of American Idol earlier. I know last week there was a lot of feedback with Pia Toscano, who's a very lovely lady, also might be one of people's most beautiful ones this one these days. But now she's dating Dancing with the Stars pro Mark Ballas. And now comes word that American Idol cast off Paul McDonald is dating the Twilight Saga's Nikki Reed. So I am announcing now that next year, I don't care, I know I'm older, but I'm going to go try out for American Idol. And and I'm going to walk away with, I don't know, dating some reality star. But I don't know.
How about the X Factor?
Yeah, I'll be on the X Factor, yeah.
The X Factor.
Somehow I have a feeling that we'll hear a lot about different acts there on the X Factor who might become popular. So, you know, I think everybody's going to watch it, and there'll be quite a few stars turning out of that show. So I had another thing that I want to talk about, and I think it was along the lines of American Idol, and I know Lola and I talked about that, but I'm going to leave that question probably for tomorrow for another day about voter feedback on shows such as Idol and Dancing with the Stars, because I know a lot of people are still upset over Pia getting cut off. And I'm wondering if it has something to do, and I know in the last few days there's been a lot of rumor, that the female fan base has been voting off females left and right to keep the guys on, or, you know, what have you not. And I think even Steven and Tyler, they said, made some mention of it. But I'm wondering if that's just a fact or it's something of voter apathy where they're thinking that that person is going to go on to the next round anyway, they don't need my vote. So if you're an American Idol watcher, you know, leave some feedback for us on our Facebook page, you know, News and Comment Network, Blog Talk Radio, Ron Lola. If you really watch it and you know what kind of goes on that show, let us know if it's just a, you know, voter apathy, or are you voting off all the top-tier female contestants just to keep the guys on? Because I know from all the guys I know, they don't watch American Idol like that. So, I know,
none that,
you know,
I know won't be there. Always women.
Yeah, and I know ratings-wise, it is usually a lot more in the category of women who they're trying to court. So I'm interested to see why that is what it is and why somebody who everybody thought was going to at least make it to the finals did not. So keep an eye on that, and if you leave us a comment, please do. I had a couple other things, too, that kind of, I guess, raised my blood pressure a little bit this week. One was a story from TMZ about the Jersey Shore's Pauly D and how he is close to signing a 3-album deal with 50 Cent. Reportedly, he met with 50 Cent last week, and the deal was also set to include a merchandising line as well as headphones, you know, kind of like what Dr. Dre's got with his Beats headphones.
Yes.
And, I mean, I'll give the devil its due, but I don't know if I want to see. I'm hoping that this isn't for like a rap album or anything, but Pauly D, 50 Cent, I mean, I don't know if I've seen that coming, but you know, this Jersey Shore thing, it's amazing. While there's most of us out there trying to find reputable work, these guys are getting paid, you know, for appearances, out making people who are well-respected in society, Snooki. And I'm just amazed at how much people want to still be on the Jersey Shore bandwagon. I don't know. Am I missing something? Am I getting old?
Yes, I think we are. Honestly, I say that to my friends, and I said, I think I've officially hit where I'm thinking like an older person. Because, you know, a lot of that stuff I look at and I just shake my head. And it's really, it amazes me. It really, truly does. And I often wonder, like, have we as a society just lost all sense of touch of reality? Or, you know, it's that saying, what's bad is good and what's good is bad. I'm not sure.
You say where bad singers can be YouTube sensations and where, yeah, it's amazing. But I don't know, but I'm interested to see what this contract with Pauly D and 50 Cent's going to be. I want to get another thing out of the way, too. I'm not sure if you've seen the photos. It's been all over the place in the last week. But rumors are running hot now and kind of going along. I'm going to say, now that I've looked at the pictures in a different light, no. But Scarlett Johansson and Sean Penn, there were rumors this week that Scarlett may be preggers with the baby, and I really hope that's never true, by Sean Penn. And there were some unflattering photos of her jogging. Now that I looked at it, I was like, yeah, it probably could have been like a, you know, iPod or something she had tucked away underneath her shirt. But now comes the news that she has moved in with him. And I think Lola and I were talking a little bit before the show about, you know, how something like that actually could happen or go down. And I'm thinking that, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, she probably, and it comes back to the good looking sometimes equal bad move, or good looking plus not bad looking, but it might equal some success ratio. Because I think, you know, when you get two beautiful women like her and now her ex-husband, it just didn't mesh. And plus, their careers were both going, you know, up. So I think it just did not work out for those kids. Unfortunately, it didn't. You don't want to see a marriage break up. But in this case, I think that's what kind of happened. But, yeah, Sean Penn, what in the heck? I'm still blindsided by that one. So,
same here. I'm hoping that he is just going to be her jump off. And then she's going to wake up and realize, wait a minute, I'm young, I'm beautiful, I got a lot of money. I'm going to start, you know, taking advantage of some of my celebtum type, you know, what she can pull in.
Well,
I think he's too old for her. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That relationship is one that I know a lot of lives will probably be on just to see what kind of happens with that. Because I think, yeah, jump off, yes, but at the same time, well, I'm wondering if she's kind of attached to him because he's more mature than most of the young guys her age in Hollywood that would probably be looking to party or looking for one thing. They kind of bagged, you know, Scarlett Johansson. So I don't know. It's I think it's the maturity factor, you know, for that. So you got me on that one. Then comes,
but you know, I mean, he's got kids and an ex-wife,
yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, who would want that, I mean, especially at her age?
Well, I know your issue with the older gentleman in kids. Maybe she's kind of trying to be a mommy, but she doesn't want to do it. I don't know. Just a guess. And then in the, Who Are You Kidding column of the week, Charlie Sheen's expert Mueller, according to some sources, has apparently fallen off the wagon because TMZ showed some footage this week, I know, on her show and online, of her in a pawn shop where she tried to sell a stereo on a man's watch in kind of the most suspicious-looking way possible. An employee at the shop telling TMZ that she was desperately trying to get cash for the two items, but the store would not make the purchase because she didn't have a valid ID. And then the surveillance footage that was obtained by TMZ, she was nervously and anxiously pacing around the store, letting employees check out the items. And they're saying that, Brooke certainly doesn't need the money because she's getting $55,000 a month in child support, not to mention the multi-million-dollar settlement she scored her divorce with Charlie Sheen. So now that brings up a question of why would a pseudo-celeb such as Brooke Mueller be seen in a pawn shop trying to pawn this stuff off? And as if the story just wasn't open and shut enough, Brooke's mom, said her daughter was selling the watch and stereo for a friend. So by herself, Brooke selling this for a friend, I think allegedly, I'm going to use allegedly because I don't want to get in trouble here, I think there's something deeper to this because why would you, knowing that the paparazzi is going to be out and about, I mean, that's like Tom Hanks walking into a pawn shop trying to sell, something from the set of Forrest Gump. It just does not look right or ring true. Because if he's going to do it, he would have somebody else do it, So why would you do that? So, I don't know. But I'm kind of smelling something foul here. But we've got a couple minutes to go, and I'm going to actually do something that's very rare. I'm going to begin to wrap this show up for this Sunday. Time goes by so quick when we're having fun. So I wanted to do a couple of things before we do. One, that is to Friday night I actually had an opportunity to interview Triple X Legend Sierra. Very nice lady. We actually sat down and talked about a lot of things, interesting things. I know some people were like, oh, why did you interview? But very interesting if you haven't heard the interview. We talked about, her industry and, outside the life of that industry and the stuff with the internet and how, it's changed and, a lot of stuff that you probably would not expect us to probably sit down and talk about.
Wasn't she discovered by Nina Hartley?
I believe so, yes. We talked about a lot of things, including movies and, what her favorite movies were. And actually she said that she's going to work on a little black book for me because she said she has a little black book. And I'm going to hopefully get her to go to a movie because she says she hasn't really been in the last few years and into a movie theater. But very nice. If you want to hear that interview, it's on our page. So that's there. Also, this week, and we've got a minute to go now, but I want to say our schedule over the next couple of days, we'll be back here tomorrow with The Cutting Room Floor. We'll tell you what time it will be on. And then on Tuesday, join me. I will have Corey Fettman, a law lawyer, and we'll talk about a lot of things in the world of law enforcement. And she's got an article that she writes at Chicago Now. You can check that out, but she will be joining me on Tuesday. So, yeah, that's it. Anything quick, Lola, that you want to share here? We got about 90 seconds.
No, I actually don't. I'm just kind of going over some of the things with the porn star, but yeah, I believe she was discovered by Nina Hartley.
By Nina Hartley, yeah. Yeah, I know Nina also had postponed surgery lately too, so hopefully she's on demand. I did extend an invite out to her. Very interesting person, and I know I've extended an invite, and hopefully she'll be down the line as soon as she's as long as she's willing about. So hopefully that'll happen sometime down the line. But we are running out of time here, and the clock on the wall is telling us that it's our time to go. So. For Lola, I'm LeVar. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow with The Cutting Room Floor.